Every year about this time, television channels are filled with variations on the Easter story, which reignites the debate about the relationships between Christianity. But the controversy is really just a continuation of a long-running and constantly simmering issue. In the early days of movies, the Bible-based films of Cecil B. DeMille were sometimes banned because they were not accurate, according to some municipal officials. Later films, such as King of Kings, The Ten Commandments, The Greatest Story Ever Told, and Noah, were either praised or condemned, depending on the spiritual predilections of audiences, reviewers, and religious leaders. Then there were films that were not Bible-based stories themselves, but certainly had a religious bent. Horror movies such as The Exorcist and science fiction films such as Contact were analyzed and scrutinized for supposedly pro- or anti-religious bias. They were deconstructed for both overt and hidden religious messages and meanings. All the while, the producers and distributors continued to make frequent trips to the bank to deposit all of their profits. Finally, films that had absolutely no pretensions of religion were scrutinized for spiritual content. 2001 and Star Wars immediately comes to mind. But over the last few decades, the debate has escalated, and all religions seem to have gotten involved. The 1988 film, The Last Temptation of Christ, was banned around the world. In 2004, Mel Gibson found himself both praised and condemned, often by members of the same denomination, for his film The Passion of Christ. So, since some people seem to confuse Hollywood fact and fiction with religious fact and fiction, let's paraphrase a movie character, Palmer Joss, the scientifically minded minister in Contact, as an expert. People of religion should not read too much into movies, and people of movies should not read too much into religion. I'm Larry Burris.